CKTZ News has drawn up a chronology of the Ferry Creek blockade using interviews, video footage, and written accounts.
We don't have a lot of old growth to lose. We're down to about 2% of our productive old growth of what we once had. Vancouver was once covered in trees that had the girth of probably a good third of my house. Those forests are gone. We're now down to forests with large trees and forests with very large trees.
Rainforest Flying Squad spokesperson Carol Tootle told CKTZ News.
So I started to, three, 4 years ago, look for activists, and I just wasn't finding them. You know, I'd drive from Nanaimo down to Victoria to meetings, and I'd find at the end of a meeting, I'd always be going, people wanted to be more activists and wanting to blockade or do something to stop this insanity. Let's meet up. And it just wasn't the forum. So finally, what happened with this, I had just gone into the Clanamwa with a key person who did incredible drone video footage that was also largely responsible to get this movement going. We'd gone into the Clanamwa to look at this incredible steep hillside, ancient forest to try and do something to protect this little area. And the person that took us in had been there 3 days before. When we got there, it had been locked. It was, basically a death scene. Just incredible, massive cedars growing over rocks and cliffs, and it'll never come back. Nothing will come back except weeds and have you. And then the erosion will see to all that. So then what happened was I ended up speaking with somebody from Conservation North who told me to call this young man called Joshua Wright, a filmmaker in the Olympics. And this would probably be the end of July last year. And I talked to him, and he practically grew up on Vancouver Island in the forest. And then, of course, with COVID, he's stuck over there. But he watched by satellite what was happening to our forests. And he said, there's still an intact watershed in southern Vancouver Island. I said, oh, come on. And anyhow, he showed me. And I went there. And so did this other fellow. He took great drone footage of what was happening. The road was just cresting the top of the Ferry Creek watershed. Within a day or two, it would have taken down Titania and massive trees up there and done irreversible damage to the watershed. So after speaking with Joshua, I sent out an email to about 2.5 dozen activists I knew in Victoria. I think Victoria is the activist central for BC. August 9th, about 2.5 dozen people met at Lizard Lake as a result of emails going around. And then we drove up to Ridge to the very top there. Before we threw up the first blockade, we did send a letter to the Cheetah First Nations. Elder Bill Jones came in very early on, right at the beginning, after we set up the first blockade.
In a video released on April 1st, Elder Jones explained.
I first got involved with the Ferry Lake Protection people in about the middle of August last year. And I have been involved ever since. And it's about stopping the logging in the old growth of TFL that the Teal Jones Cedar owns and is licensed to log that area. And they are currently putting legal action to stop us from protecting the old growth that they want to destroy. So it's a loggerhead situation that our government doesn't seem to be wanting to address. They actually talk to the logging people, but won't talk to the people who are concerned about saving the old growth in the Ferry Creek area or the Walbron Valley. And so it's a locked situation right now that is now in legal contention. Customarily, our people, the Pachinut First Nation, looked upon the forest as all old growth, and that we all had to respect and not go into the forest except for prayer and meditation. And that included up the rivers or on top of the mountains or anywhere within reach. Wherever there was forest, it was holy. The logging companies are now wanting to log the last of the remnants of the ancient forests in the Pachinut First Nation, and that happens to be Fairy Creek, one of our holiest mountains, where three or four of us used to, in our young days, when we could walk up there, go up for prayer and meditation.
That video was released the day Teal Jones obtained an injunction requiring the protesters to step aside at Fairy Creek. On April 12th, alleged hereditary chief Frank Cosito Jones and chief counselor Jeff Jones of the Pachidat First Nation asked the protesters to leave. "We do not welcome or support unsolicited involvement or interference by others in our territory, including third-party activism. Pachidat needs to be left in peace to engage in our community-led stewardship planning process so that we can determine our own way forward as a strong, independent nation." The hereditary chief's involvement was significant as the elected chief's legal authority is limited to the reserve. Elder Jones responded, "Frank Jones, claiming himself as a hereditary chief, is false. He is not eligible to make the claim for the Jones family line and is not informed by the hereditary system amongst our people. In fact, the Jones family is not originally from the territory and have no chief rights to the San Juan Valley. The Peters family, as far as our oral history allows, has always been here. They are the governing authority and are responsible for this valley," he wrote.
Victor Peters is our hereditary chief of the Pachinut First Nation and is for saving what old growth that is left.
Victor Peter confirmed this.
"My name is Victor Peter. My role is the upcoming hereditary chief of Pachidat First Nation. Old growth trees, it's kind of like, to me it's like elders, but like to the world, like the earth, part of earth. It's been here for many generations. It's very important, I say, for me to keep them standing."
On May 18th, the RCMP moved in to enforce the injunction. In what would soon become an almost daily routine, they arrested five protesters. On July 7th, alleged hereditary chief Frank Cosito Jones and chief counselor Jeff Jones signed an agreement with the Didiat and Huyat nations, declaring they were stewards over the forests, fisheries, and other resources within their respective territories. 2 days later, Premier John Horgan announced that his government would respect their decision to defer old-growth logging in Fairy Creek and the Central Walbrand for 2 years while they develop a stewardship plan. Not long after that, Rainforest Flying Squad spokesperson Saul Arbus told CKTZ News,
"That plan, we don't know where it stands, what level of development it's at. We thought it might be reasonable, however, for us to have a look at it before we made a decision to leave. There are other interests with the Pachidat and the Didiat. We are working in that larger traditional territory of the Pachidat at the invitation of Elder Bill Jones of the Pachidat. And he has continued to be steadfast, has certainly asked us not to leave. And the actual request for us to leave was never discussed with the people. Their community was not consulted on how they should respond to us."
Carol Tootle says,
"The PR and the nonsense out there is incredible, but people have been waking up to the fact that we're now losing the last of our great ecosystems and that our government is deliberately creating all these talk and log scenarios. In 2019, we had at least three, actually, I think it was four, engagement reviews where all our citizens spent weeks doing research and writing answers and sending in documentation and so on for the Forest Range Practices Act review, the Private Managed Lands Act review, the Inland something or other forest review. Then there was another one, an environmental assessment that regarded logging practices and so on. And then at the end of all these engagement surveys that me and many others absolutely burnt out over the summer and spring that year, then they came up with the Old Growth Strategic Review. Ah, the engagement survey of all engagement surveys. And they spread that one out for a good year or more. I was at that review panel. And now they've started up another study group. So they don't ever just stop the logging and do the studying or the engagement. It's all to keep the industry going. This is one of the most highly subsidized industries in existence. Oil and gas gets their subsidies, but nothing like what this industry gets in the way of subsidies. The revenue from the industry does never pay for the cost to run the Ministry of Forests. Don't forget, we also have Ministry of Tourism, Ministry of Transportation. A lot of these roads come under Ministry of Transportation. And I believe a lot of those, the expenses as well. But many, if not most, logging roads are paid for by the public because it's considered part of the transportation system. When we look at the diddly squat revenues from this industry, and then we compare to the cost to run the Ministry of Forests, and then add on that all the expenses we now have with droughts, flooding, water quality. Scientists know, we all know that the best water filtration system on the planet is old growth forest. So we have a few hundred watersheds in BC, many slated for logging.
On June 29th, Chief Counselor Jeff Jones reiterated his request for the protesters to leave. With old growth logging in the Fairy Creek watershed now deferred for 2 years, an integrated resource management planning process underway, when with the increased risk of forest fires due to high temperatures, there is no reason for the protesters to continue to occupy our traditional territory. Elder Bill Jones immediately responded that the protesters would not reduce their presence until the logging stops and RCMP actions cease. I would respectfully remind you that the recent NDP government deferrals in the Fairy Creek and Walbrin areas do not include any of the stands of old-growth forests we are currently protecting, he said. As of Monday, July 12th, the RCMP have made 403 arrests, at least 23 of which involved repeat offenders.
It's insane. Think of the cost of this, the effort. So here we have a police force that is there to protect our civil liberties, keep the public safe, uphold the Constitution and our Charter of Rights. And our Charter of Rights and the Constitution are being broken daily with these insane actions. We have a government that got into power based on promises to protect our ancient forests, ban raw log exports, stop Site C, curtail fracking, use every tool in the toolbox to stop TMX, and on it goes. And this government has done the opposite of everything. And this government has deliberately orchestrated logging of the best of the last of our old growth.
You've been listening to a chronology of the Fairy Creek logging blockade, compiled from interviews with Carol Tootle and Saul Arbus, video clips of Elder Bill Jones and alleged hereditary chief Victor Peter, as well as numerous written records.